Glad to join you again. This is Steve Goss, along with Mara Davis, who is chomping at the bit to reveal the contents of this weekend's concert picks with Mara's Music Mix. Good to see you again, Mara.
So one of the biggest songs of the summer is One Dance. That's by Drake. Have you been listening to that song? Because I feel like you can't go anywhere without hearing that song.
Can't avoid it.
And it's an awesome song. So Drake and Future, they're playing together. This is their second night at Philips Arena. And, you know, Drake is really something else. I don't think you can discount him as just like a pop star or a rapper, because if you ever seen him on Saturday Night Live, he's such a great actor, too.
Yeah.
But this show is getting great reviews just from the stage show alone. Apparently, there are like big balls on the roof that illuminate the audience, so because he wants to see what the people look like in the crowd. And then Future is co-headlining the tour, and instead of opening up, he actually comes out in the middle of the show and performs with Drake and does his own thing. Because I know Jumpman is a song that's...
It's on my iPod.
Is it on your summer playlist, like Obama's Future Jumpman? But I think this is going to be a really, really big show. It is the 16 Summer Tour. You know you got to stay by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't want to spend time fighting. Yeah. Even LeBron James, he was a big guest at the Cleveland show.
Well, you got to think anybody who is music royalty in Atlanta is going to show up at this,
totally,
at this concert.
Totally, totally. So I'll be there.
Yeah, and I won't be. But I'll enjoy it vicariously through you, Mara.
That's right.
I want a full report.
That's right. That's Drake and Future at Philips Arena tonight.
I've personally been wondering what's going to replace Tomorrow World, which got flooded out in a big way last year about this time. But it's the Imagine Festival going on all weekend.
Yeah. So, you know, you may not be at the Drake show, but you're going to be at the Imagine Festival with some butterfly wings and sparkles on your face and, like, fairy dust. I love how these EDM festivals are, it's really more of an experience than a concert. But if you like EDM, this is one of the biggest festivals in the country. Artists like Dirty South, Ying Yang Twins, Cosmic Gates. I mean, there are like, I feel like there are hundreds of people that are going to be performing.
Yeah, multiple stages. I bet there's about 100 acts. If you want to see something, even if you're not into EDM, go to the website and look at the promotional video, and you'll want to be there. I mean, I want to be there. I'm thinking, wow, what a perfect time. What a great time. Everybody's having a wonderful time, and everyone's beautiful. And I guess that's the idea.
Once you drop the bass, Steve, anything can happen. That's the Imagine Festival all weekend at the Atlanta Motor Speedway.
That's like a real festival. They're having it at a motor speedway.
I know.
Which is, you know, that's like the old days, like the Alex Cooley stuff.
So, you know, people from Athens, Georgia, they like to, like, you know, lay claim on some of their favorite bands. Of course, we've got REM and the B-52s. And one of the greatest garage rock bands from Athens, Georgia, are the Wigs. And they are rocking out. They're rocking out pretty hard. They are consistently putting music out and touring. Their last album, Modern Creation, was 2014. And they're rocking out, touring live with the Quail Rocks.
You know, Parker and Julian met at Westminster School and ended up going to UGA together, and that's when they got the band together. And I think they're touring this fall as the opening act for Social Distortion.
That's the Wigs and the Quail Dogs on Friday night at Terminal West.
We're talking about things that are new and old and that we have respect, no matter how old they are or how young they are. The Del McCoury Band, speaking of older and respected, is going to be in town at City Winery.
Yeah, so he's kind of one of the godfathers of bluegrass. He's an international bluegrass treasure, I would say. You know my favorite part about Del McCoury is he gets dressed up for every performance. I love an artist that does that, always in the suit and always polished and always put together.
He's got the air-blown silver pompadour working on top of his head.
So good.
He's 77 years old. God bless him.
So the album, he's been doing Woody Guthrie songs that his daughter gave him those songs to start singing. And she feels like, you know, it's how Woody Guthrie may have sang them. So that should be very cool to hear. But it don't look like it's ever gonna stop. That's Del McCoury at City Winery tonight. I feel like I say this every time Sound Tribe Sector 9 comes in town when we mention them, how they started off in my friend Jeff Dunham's living room when they used to do this show called The Dunhams on Z93 like years and years and years ago. And what's neat is if you look him up on Facebook, he's starting to re-air a lot of those shows. And these were just like a bunch of guys that really got their band together here in Atlanta. And they're incredible. They actually have a new album coming out in September. The new single called Get Loud, I feel like that's going to be on a commercial. It feels like a pop song. So sometimes with STS9, which is what they're really known by, I'm not really sure what to make of them. They're a surprise, which is why I think so many people are huge fans.
Yeah, sort of psychedelic. Livetronica is what they call it.
And, you know, they're one of those great bands where, one song is 20 minutes. Your favorite. That's STS9 at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater at Encore Park on Saturday night.
So if I can't make it to the Imagine Festival because I've been sold by their promotional video, gosh, what a fun time that's going to be. If I could go back in time, I'd go to this next event. I'm glad you pointed out because I'm going to try and find a way to go to this, the Wildwood Festival in Athens.
Yeah, I found this festival outside of Athens. I think this is kind of a neat thing. First of all, we're getting into festival season. You know, Music Midtown's going to be coming up soon, and you know the weather's going to be cooling down. And this is on a farm outside of Athens, and you can camp there for a couple of days if you want. It's a plastic-free event. And there's going to be teepees and tents and really great bluegrass, country, and Americana music. Gillian Welch is actually the headliner on Saturday night, but some other great headliners, Lone Bellow on Friday, and then Houndmouth on Sunday. If you go to their website, wildwoodrevival.com, you can find a full lineup.
Blame it on the falling sky. I was talking about time traveling with this event. It's because this is something that's right out of the late 60s, early 70s, that whole commune movement. I can see you hippies out there, if you're listening, you wanna go to this event, believe me. There's gonna be some tie-dyed shirts there and some long gray hair.
Well, they say listen to authentic music in an open-air barn and share a meal with friends. Sit by the bonfire for a fireside sing-along and camp under the stars. That's the Wildwood Revival Festival in Athens. It's just outside of Athens.
Closer to town, the annual Summer Shade Festival is happening in Grant Park.
Yeah, this is always a great festival. You know, when you find the shade, go ahead and get there because there's a lot of great music. And they have crafts and they have things to do for kids. And Grant Park is really, an Atlanta neighborhood gem. And so, listen, this is a chance for you to get out of your bubble because Atlanta is so known for, like, what neighborhood do you live in? You stay in your neighborhood and you stay in the bubble. But it's time to get out, get to Grant Park, and see some great local artists like Kick the Robot, Marshall Ruffin, Stone Rider, Michelle Malone.
Got time, keep moving.
Flat Duo Jets, and also yoga on stage. Steve?
I've got yoga on my list of things I need to look into, but I'm so inflexible. You know, the first pose, I'd break something, I'm sure. The admission is free to this festival, by the way.
Yes.
You get in for free.
I'm just picturing you on at this festival doing yoga. I think that's an image that's going to be hard to get out of my mind.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the price is right, I'll do that. So we'll talk after the show. Make me an offer and I'll try it.
Namaste. That's the Summer Shade Festival at Grant Park happening Saturday and Sunday.
To end our weekend on Sunday evening, we've got three different acts playing at Chastain Park. I can't figure out who the headliner is going to be. Okay. But I do know that Mara Davis will probably be there, and she won't be carrying a purse. She'll be carrying her Rick Springfield lunchbox.
That's right.
Am I right?
Working class dog. This is my teen years summed up in one night at Chastain Park. Pretty much the bands that I listen to over and over and over again. Romantics, Talking in Your Sleep, What I Like About You. You know, how many bat mitzvahs did I dance to What I Like About You to, right? It was usually always the last song, okay? Then Night Ranger, I went from the bat mitzvah to Sister Christian, okay? And also, don't forget, you can still rock in America, Steve.
Yes, you can.
And also, they were a three-hit wonder. When you close your eyes, do you dream? Dream about me. But the headliner, that's Rick Springfield. Yes, he is still playing the guitar with the Dozen Roses. It doesn't get old, you know? Somebody throws the roses on the stage, and then he windmills, like Pete Townsend, and that's what he does. But you can hear Jesse's Girl and Affair of the Heart, I've Done Everything for You. He still looks good. Hey, he was in a movie with Meryl Streep last year. He's still rocking.
You know his real name?
Richard
Lewis Springthorpe.
That's good probably, job.
I think you have that written on the inside of your lunchbox.
I was into him.
Well,
was.
We know that.
I was. Yes, 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 indeed. That's Rick Springfield, Night Ranger, and the Romantics at Chastain on Sunday night.
You're motoring. What's the price of your flight?